is the domestic cricket podcast for the 15th of December. Rain in Johannesburg for the second day running meant that South Africa's momentum one-day cup had to be shared between Lions and Cape Cobras. Yesterday had seen less than 17 overs bowled, before the second of two rain eruptions forced it into a reserve day. Today the spectators and players fared a little better, with 61 overs bowled. Cobras were on 69 for 2 after 11 overs, still short of the minimum of 20 that constitutes a game, when a thunderstorm in mid-afternoon rendered further play impossible. Lions had posted 241 for 7 after being asked to bat, with Alvaro Peterson top scoring 56 of 89 balls. Rory Kleinrock was the pick of the Cobras attack with 3 for 41, while Verlyn Philander and Johan Lowe both bowled tidily. Richard Levy blooded in 36 off 25 balls in the Cobras' run chase before being dismissed by Imran Tahir, but the rain followed soon after and the match was abandoned. Melbourne Stars registered a win over Hobart Hurricanes in Australia's Big Bash League. Their pursuit of the Hurricanes' total of 134 for 8 wasn't entirely trouble-free, as Ben Laughlin took 3 for 14 and Doug Bollinger delivered two maidens on the way to figures of 2 for 22. However, they got home with 5 balls and 4 wickets to spare, as Rob Quiney and Brad Hodge both made 30s. Tim Payne had earlier top scored for Hobart with a runner ball of 46, but Clint Mackay, Lassith Malinga and James Faulkner all bowled well as they were restricted to a score that was to prove not quite good enough. The fourth batch of matches in Sri Lanka's Premier Limited Overs tournament saw wins for unbeaten Colts, Badurulia, Nondescripts and Tamil Union in Group A, with the match between Kurnigala, Youth CC and Colombo abandoned. In Group B there were wins for Lankan CC, Berger Recreation Club, Sri Lanka Air Force, Sri Lanka Army and Sinhalese Sports Club.